The Reds trying to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Cardinals and Carlos Martinez. Asher Wojciechowski on the hill for Cincinnati. We pick it up in the fifth. The Cards leading at 2-0. Two men on for Dexter Fowler.
A swing and a line drive base hit left center field. Here's DeJong coming around third base. He's being waved in. The throw by Duvall is going to get him. Duvall throws DeJong out. The runner goes, and the pitch is swung on, and a base hit to left field. Taking the turn, Piscotty goes for third. The throw, he is out.
Now the double play would work quite nicely, thank you very much. And the pitch. Fly ball center field. Back goes Fowler on the move, and he can't make the play. It knocks off of his glove. One run scores. Here comes a second, and this game is tied on the double to center by Eugenio Suarez.
No, it's not. The seventh and the eighth have been tough to navigate.
2-1 the count, and the pitch from Segrist is hit into right field for a base hit. Down the right field line, two runs will score, and the Reds lead 4-2 as Jeanette slides into second with a double to give Cincinnati the lead.
Iglesias with the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. A slider outside strikes out Jerko. Inning, and Piscotty was trying to go to third and was thrown out. Yachty waves at a slider outside, striking out two down. The pitch to him. Swing and a miss, and this ball game has come to an end.
Raisel Iglesias with his 10th save as the Reds snap a two-game skid, winning at 4-2. Zach Cozar, two hits and a run scored. Asher Wojciechowski, no decision, allowing two runs in six innings, striking out six. The Cardinals have now lost four in a row. Manager Mike Matheny spoke after about his team's lack of offense.
Yeah, it'd been nice to put a little more there as we had some momentum going. I'd like to.
Sending DeJong there, is that being aggressive in that situation, or what did you see?
Yeah, we got to let our guys use their instincts. If they see something, they're going to use them, and sometimes we get it right and sometimes not.
Mike, all due respect to the opponent, but do you feel like you guys are playing a part in giving some of these games away? Mistakes on your end that are leading to these losses?
Well, we've been very clear about it for the last 2 weeks during one of these. I've been in position to win almost every single game that we've been a part of here and against some tough competition. And one thing or another has gotten away. We got to figure out how to eliminate the big inning or capitalize when we have momentum going offensively. And just one piece after another seems to be the key that particular night, not allowing us to do what we need to do.
What do you think of Carlos?
Carlos was great. As dominant as you could be. Six innings. And it just snowballed in a hurry. As we seems like we've said that a few times.
So does this feel like games of recent for you? Just the late inning?
A little bit. A little bit. I mean, opportunity maybe to put more offense to give a little bit more of a safety net. Just a blunt single walk, and next thing you know, we're in some deep weeds, and we gotta make plays to get us out. And next thing you know, we're got our back up against the wall.
Like, is there any way, or how do you fight kind of that human nature of the frustration that's got to be settled in with you or the team and the players, or what do you guys talk about it, or do they have to work through it?
I'm frustrated every single loss that we've had. Not, you shouldn't be around here. And so there's no doubt. So does the frustration. What are you going to gain from it? How are we going to get better? Is the question. I mean, you can be frustrated all you want. We learning and talking it through to figure out how we can do it better. That's the challenge.
Carlos Martinez took the loss, allowing four runs in six and a third frames.
Son cosas que pasan, ¿sabes? En el último inning, ¿sabes? Traté de ser lo más flexible posible, ¿sabes? Tratar de hacer mucho drive, ¿sabes? Le salieron cosas positivas a ellos, ¿sabes? Me dieron dos y uno tras de otro, y después di la pase por bola. Que quizás eso fue lo que ayudó a ellos, creo.
I felt good, but towards the end, the last inning, that kind of got out of hand, started snowballing. I tried my hardest to get as many strikes as I could, and it was possibly that pass ball in that last inning that caught up. Probably cause the other team to win.
It looks like in that center, Cam's kind of a little bit. Is that part of
que en tu último, en el último inning, en el séptimo, que la mecánica estaba como rara.
No, no, simplemente habían pichado cosas que bueno, fueron pichados que no lo puse detrás, o sea, con la base por como te digo, y nada, el zinc que le tiré ahí, o sea, era un conteo, era un zinc que iba en un conteo, tú sabes, pero se quedó medio a medio y le resultó positivo ahí.
No, I don't think it had anything to do with my mechanics, it's just pitches that were located more exactly where I didn't want them to be, or things turned out good and other things did not turn out good, and especially with the sinker, it was I was high in the count, so then it turned out to be positive for the other team.
Up next, the series against the Reds continues on Tuesday with Adam Wainwright on the hill.